All right. You know what it's time for, don't you? Yes, you do.
It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
And as a result, I've got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Check out the Edge. Save-the-art kitchen and bath showroom in Broadview, now also open in Orland Park. Checking in at
number 5.
White House spokesperson Sean Spicer. Defending President Trump's executive order on immigration, causing some chaos at the airports over the weekend. You might have noticed that on the news. Mm-hmm. Now, critics say the execution of the order was a big part of the problem. Spicer says, what are you people talking about?
We're talking about a universe of 109 people. There were 325,000 people that came into this country over a 24-hour period from another country. 109 of them were stopped for additional screening. This is, we've got to keep this in proportion, folks. This is 109 people being stopped at a 325 over a 24-hour period. And I know that everyone likes to get where they want to get to as quick as possible. And I think the government did a phenomenal job of making sure that we processed people through, but we did so knowing so that the people who are coming in hadn't done anything that was seeking to do us harm.
Okay.
Right, until a judge had to step in, two federal judges. I mean, he seemed to forget that part.
Well, the people with green cards who were allowed legally to be in the country were also being stopped.
Right.
That was a problem.
Right.
Did you see this afternoon, and retweeted the Onion article about him that's basically said that the Trump administration is trying to robustly and clearly provide us with misinformation. And he said, you nailed it, period. I don't know if he read the whole thing. I realized what it was, but that's out there now.
All right. Now, there was an awkward moment in this press conference. You remember last week when they said that they want to have more people, more voices from the press that people don't necessarily.
Well, outside the Beltway, I think, was one of the things they wanted to do, is allow people in other states and cities that are nowhere near D.C. to have access to ask questions.
Well, they found one.
Thank you very much. On North Korea, ICBM, the North Korea announced that if the United States intercept the ICBM, it would be the war. How did you respond on this?
How did we what?
How did you respond on North Korea that it would be the war if you intercept the North Korean's ICBM launch?
I'm sorry,
how did you respond
to North Korea? We're working through diplomatic channels on that. I don't have any further readout on that.
See, the other journalists in the room provided translation for him. He was like the only one who didn't hear.
How you pass on that?
She's like, what?
What?
He's going, what?
What? What?
What? Where's she from? This must be one of Bannon's people. That was interesting.
It was interesting. He seemed to be the one who didn't understand it. Everyone lost it.
Checking in at
number 4.
Arnold Schwarzenegger today criticized just how badly the Trump White House handled the executive order on immigration. The new Celebrity Apprentice host told Mario Lopez, not Billy Bush, that the order
point.
That the order from President Trump is still credited as the executive producer on his show is not wise.
I know what he's trying to accomplish. And his fear about having people come in from other places and cause harm to the country and all of that stuff. But there is another way of going about it, to do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And to accomplish still all the same goals. And so I think that they were hasty with it and they threw this out there. And I think that everyone now has a problem. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. And it makes us look stupid when the White House is ill-prepared to put this kind of executive orders out there.
Yeah, and this and that. And like, Schwarzenegger goes, and this and that, and this and that. Now, remember, Schwarzenegger is a very conservative guy. Mm-hmm. Schwarzenegger is a Republican.
Mm-hmm. Not a fan of Trump's, though, and Trump not a fan of his.
No.
As it turns out. I wonder if
now get us a chopper. Now, wait, does Mario Lopez ask him if he wants to become president? Is that what happens? Because, see, I've not heard this yet. I'm just reading off our script. Okay. Apparently, Mario Lopez is unfamiliar with the Constitution, so let's listen to this.
No. I mean, no, but I tell you what, because I was not born to be a politician.
Or in America.
I was born, to go and be successful and to give back. But I have no interest to now, after I've done that, to go and say, well, let me now run for Senate or let's run for Congress. I did my thing. Mm-hmm. As you know, the job that the next job up would have been running for president, which is out of the question because I was not born in the United States. And so, you know, that's the kind of immigration reform we still need.
Gosh.
Mario Lopez, are you going to run for president? Okay.
George Clooney is.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Should have asked him.
Yeah. How's that? The problem is it isn't that. You know, Schwarzenegger would have been better. Although I did love the sign. You pointed this out to me today, and one of the signs in the protests was if it wasn't for immigration, Trump would have no wives.
Yeah, there were a bunch of women holding that sign. And then I'm sure he would say, well, of course, it's legal immigration, legal and illegal. And he makes that every time someone brings that up. That's his response. It's just, the religious litmus test is what was a problem.
Right. And that's this is the thing. I mean, there's nothing illegal about the immigration that was going. These are visas that were let by the United States to these people. And then the United States decided we're going to pull those visas while the people were in the air. And then and for, you know, whether it's 90 or 120 days, depending on where it's coming from. And it's like, and what about U.S. citizens? Do they get back in? I mean, there was just such vagary in these executive actions that was the problem. And this is nothing to do with immigrants. This is actually just about visiting, too, I mean, in some cases, but you don't want people coming in the country. Listen, everybody agrees we do not want terrorists coming into the country.
Right. I think majority of people would agree with some stronger vetting, even from those countries, potentially, in terms of, you know, it takes 2 years right now for a Syrian refugee to make it to America.
So
there are policies in place.
At least a year.
They say 18 months to 24 is what the State Department expects a Syrian refugee before they would actually be able to pass through enough channels to be able to come here.
All right. And as we pointed out earlier, when they wrote this thing of a minority religion in those countries, there's a lot of minority Muslim sects, including Bashar al-Assad's sect in Syria, is the Alawite. And that is the minority in Syria. So technically, under this executive order, Syrian assassins could get into this country.
That wouldn't be good.
Faster than the people we have been supporting. Right. I mean, it's like and whether we should have been supporting him or not, that's something we can debate. We can debate that. And that's an appropriate debate to have. But just this is not a clear headed way of going about what they're doing. And that I think is a mistake. I think. That's my opinion.
Were you surprised that he didn't take the weekend off, considering the rapid fire executive orders and things he's been doing every day so far, right out of the gates? That he didn't chill a little bit this weekend. Watch the SAG Awards, right?
I mean, I don't think he would have liked that. No, I'm glad he didn't.
Was going and going and going. So I think this is probably the pace we can expect.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is what he is.
Moving forward.
Right. And that's fine. Guy wants to work hard. We're paying. Actually, we're not paying him. He's not taking the money.
No. Mm-mm. Not paying Jared either, apparently. Or Ivanka.
They're paying Melania? Because I think one day he will be paying Melania, if you know what I mean.
Some people say he's doing exactly what he said he wanted to do, was going to do, and everyone doubted that he would do it, and this is what he's doing.
Right. Because I'm going to prove everybody wrong. Which is okay. All right. We'll get to your 3-2-1. But first, Violetta Podomatic, who's traveling on her own Slovenian passport, one of 36 she keeps in her purse at any given moment.
I'm looking to marry to stay here, though. That's legal still, right?
You're putting that out there?
Actually, I don't know if that's true. That is. I would now. What if you want to marry a Syrian Muslim? What happens then? Do they get into the country or not?
It's very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Weather in the first 5 minutes. Watch Chicago's first weather report at 10 p.m. with Tom Skilling. Weeknights on WGN TV News at 10. We're going to get to talk to Tom later, aren't we? Can't wait to talk to Tom.
Yep. That is true. All right. Top 5-5 continues checking in at
number 3.
Tom Brady.
Tommy.
Spoke
Tom.
At the team's Super Bowl send-off at Gillette Stadium before they boarded the plane to go to Houston. He says, it's time for the players to put all the distractions aside.
Put all that crap that you got to deal with in the drawer. Put it all away for one more week.
Yeah.
Because we need you guys at your best, because we need to be at our best.
Right.
Rest up, hydrate, and get ready for Sunday, because it'll be a hell of a game.
Preach.
And hopefully we see you back in Foxborough with the win. Go Pats! Let's go!
Oh, he's so perfect, isn't he?
Stay hydrated, kids.
Is he talking to the fans?
Yeah.
The fans need to stay hydrated.
Right.
With the fans? I thought it was to his
Well, it just sort of seemed like to everyone. It was like, where's the hydration comment coming from?
Team water.
Yeah, he's a big team water guy.
You know, Violetta is very team water. She's very water intensive.
I am. You have to drink a glass of water with every glass of alcohol.
I don't think this show abides
by
those
rules often. And then we wonder why, when we're on the road with her, she has to stop every 15 minutes to go pee.
That's road trips are a little bit of a problem when you have that philosophy.
Yeah, especially because I drink a lot.
Of water.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what Bob Kraft had to say.
Oh.
23 years ago, we bought the team, and you lined up on Route 1, and you sold out every game that we've ever played here.
Oh.
All right, now, there you go.
You want to do a flashback?
Bob Kraft, even in that, sounds kind of drunk.
He sounds like the slowed-down version of Bob Kraft.
Right.
But it's not.
Right.
We didn't alter that in any way.
No, we didn't. That was the way. That's the way it actually played. But I wonder what would happen.
What would happen if
we actually did slow it down? You know, like what if you know how you know, the Jimmy Kimmel bit,
right.
You know, drunk Trump. What if we did that for Bob Kraft?
What would happen? I just wonder
what that would sound like if you slowed it down.
Interesting. 23 years ago, we bought the team, and you lined up on Route 1, and you sold out every game that we've ever played here.
He communicates in a weird, weird way.
I think you need to tell Robert Kraft, Violetta, about your rule with the drinking.
Yes, you do.
The one glass.
Every single one. Same.
I think you need to get some of that in the skyboxes.
Yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday.
John Fox used some water, too.
You guys that don't drink enough.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here we go. Checking it out.
Number 2.
Last night at the SAG Awards, Dolly Parton was fearing that she was.
My goodness, look at this room, all these special people. I almost didn't get in. Seriously, I didn't. They were holding me backstage. They kept wanting to see my IDs. Well, I think it was IDs. Maybe it was just double Ds. I don't know, something about that. Lily is receiving an award I've spent my whole life trying to avoid. SAG Award? I see something sagging, dragging, and bagging. I'm going to call Dr. Marquis and say, get that nip tucked and sucked right away. So,
all the jokes at her own expense. It was very sweet. I thought it was sweet. I liked it.
She's adorable. Boy, you know what's interesting? The response that she got when she came out on stage.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
People loved her.
Well, she is.
She got one of the warmest receptions. Mm.
Double D.
Yeah.
And then Lily Tomlin also did one of the great speeches last night, I thought.
It was great. Actually, I don't know if you saw this, Violetta, but you should actually pay attention to the speech that she gave about. It was be careful how much you drink in public, because you don't want to be the person where when you're leaving the restaurant, they want to go, did she have a purse?
I leave my purse behind even if I'm not drinking.
Yes, you do. That's
water.
True. Absolutely true. We've lost it in the Tauro after our group outings and haven't been able to find it. It's turned up weeks later.
Yes, we right. Found by other people. Then I had a lot of explaining to do.
Doesn't always work out well, does it, when that happens?
All right, here we go.
Number one.
It turns out that Snoop Dogg plays what Snoop Dogg feels. Is the official DJ of the NHL All-Star Skills Competition.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. Oh, just proves that Gary Bettman is a drinker and has a sense of humor.
Yes, he does.
The Dog Father got things started with a little uncensored version of Dr. Dre's The Next Episode. The only issue was that the primetime television event on NBC was not aware that this was not exactly FCC compliant.
Please welcome your 2017 Atlantic Division All-Star.
He doesn't clean it up or anything?
Everyone just keeps going about their business like nothing happened. The PA
so
guy's
NHL.
Like, oh, like, intro the All-Stars here. When I think NHL, I think Snoop Dogg, so that was a perfect combination.
It seems like such an odd pairing.
All right, before we lock this thing up, can I hear Robert Kraft one more time?
Okay.
23 years ago, we bought the team, and you lined up on Route 1.
The top five at five.